Start a career where you are the difference.
My name is Gaynor and I work in early years. I work flexible hours and love my team. We're like a big work family. The most rewarding part is seeing children's personalities develop as they grow in confidence. It's a really great job.
There are preschools and nurseries near you looking for someone amazing to join their team. Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Putting itself first. What? That was motivational advice.
I like that.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Is that going to get us to number one?
Yeah. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Everything changes when you realise success is a decision. With TJ.
Nice.
Cool. I'm just trying to launch a sort of...
I feel very motivated now. Really sort of energised.
Do you know who the most important person in your life is?
Who?
You, Gav.
Oh, really?
Forget everyone else.
Do I need to learn to love myself more?
No, not particularly.
Right.
Just put yourself first before everyone else. If you don't put yourself first, who can you put first?
Right.
Some people say your family, people you love. I say yada, yada, yada. Yeah?
Yeah, you say you first to yourself in the mirror. You first.
Three most important words in life?
What?
Me. Yeah? So, this is the sort of crap you do get on Instagram, though. I'm not kidding.
I know, it's mindless.
Well, particularly on, like, women's motivational sites, I've noticed they're particularly bad.
Are they?
Things like, believe it or not, there isn't a single person you need in this life more than yourself. Put her first.
Well, the thing is, if you don't have yourself, you don't exist. So it's kind of stupid.
Right. Girl, remember that disrespect closes doors which cannot be opened again by any amount of apologies and roses. Yeah?
That's not true.
You go, girl.
If you really apologise and if you give someone roses and also say £5,000 in cash, they'll forgive you.
Anyway, the woman Gav's here. Sunta, see you right, Sunta?
Hi.
You right, Harry?
Hello.
Hazza. Looks like Vin is here lolling dangerously in the background.
He is.
This week, I challenge you to come up with your dream action shot screensavers. That was good, wasn't it?
It was great. What an imagination the listeners have.
What was your favourite, Gav?
Ooh, I think the guy who was on the back of a white shark surfing a tsunami firing a machine gun at the enemy.
Yes, I think delivering a baby in a war zone.
I love that.
I liked cliff jumping whilst having a badger in a headlock.
That was really good.
Yeah. The Thang Gang also went thrill tipping, as Gav called it. This is notifying the police before you fly tip.
And then you crack on.
Yeah.
See if you get away with it.
Fantastic, isn't it? Trouser Talk return with a North Korean development.
Yeah.
Please enjoy our podcast. Happy Easter.
Radio X.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Just so sweet. That song's like a sweet child of mine.
It really is.
You know?
The good
every time
child.
It plays, you know, really, every time I welcome, it's like, come here, come to daddy now. Come down now, sweet child.
I want to know the song that he wrote about the difficult child he's got.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what's weird is, what's nice is that if you look at Guns N' Roses, that any of them could have a sweet child.
That's right, yeah.
I guess compared to Daddy, they're all going to be real nice. Ladies and gentlemen, this... I mean, if Slash had a wayward child...
Yeah, how would he tell?
You just... But compared to Slash...
Right, exactly.
You'd have to say, wow, that kid, he must be quite a handful.
I'd like to read, level of wayward.
If I heard that Slash was having real... Is it opposite? Like, rock and roll people have really square kids.
Definitely, they're all lawyers, I'm sure. Yeah,
yes.
They all go through school with no problems.
He's joined Slash's management company. What he's interested in is merchandising to maximise the image of Slash. He's actually a pretty smart kid. He went to Princeton and studied telemarketing. And
he disapproved of his father's lifestyle.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about my dad. He's dragged the family name down.
He's been funny. He's been lucky financially, but
he's a good guitarist, but he's not good for the name of Slash.
And he hasn't got sound financial judgment.
I tend not to use the name Slash. I go with my name, Norman.
Norman Slash.
Yeah. I'd prefer Norman, if you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you for rolling with us for another week. So, Gav, I had my dad over...
Friday you had your dad.
Yeah, dad's been floating around all the weekend. Although one funny thing happened.
Uh-huh, go on.
He's 89.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm bloody not all right. This was on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
No, I'm bloody not all right, John.
Oh, yeah?
A very awful thing happened to me in the night, actually.
What?
Which, at my age, you can imagine was pretty bloody scary.
What happened?
I said, well, he goes, well, it turns we're in a double bed, but we didn't realise it's actually two twins pushed together.
Oh, yeah?
And they hadn't been zipped.
So
and I woke up in the night and I'd already experienced a sense of falling, which I have to tell you destroyed my dreams, because I was having a bloody good night's sleep.
Oh,
and I've woken up, I looked around, I'm just thinking, where the hell am I?
He was in a ravine.
Did he fully fall through?
In
right,
the gap.
Yeah, he hit the floor, yeah. It just opened up.
Oh, no, that's awful.
And it was even worse for poor Jen, that's his partner. Poor Jen, she's heard shouting, and she's thinking, where the hell is he? And she's looked around and...
And she went, he hit the floor!
She's looking around and thinking, where the bloody hell are those shouting coming from? And of course, it's me underneath the bed with a load of... I'd rolled right under, John.
Oh, my goodness.
And it took Jen quite a while to get me out of there.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently she had to winkle him out with a broom.
Oh, my
God.
She
didn't winkle him out of anyway. Anyway, fact is, he came to mine on Sunday.
Yeah. And lunch.
And I cooked... We were meant to go out for lunch, but there were some other things going on.
Yeah.
So he preferred to come round to mine.
Right.
Rather than me taking him to a pub where the mess would be someone else's.
Mm.
Yes.
And we could just leave and go our separate ways.
And it's just round the corner from your house.
An all day at mine. There is no feeling of like there is, well, when any guests leave, but particularly one's parents. Just do, because you're on best behaviour and things.
Or
Vanessa's parents have left, but there is a feeling always, and I say this knowing they're listening and with all due respect, but there is no greater relief than when it's like,
yeah.
There's not many things in life give that relief.
Yeah.
The point is, I cooked some chicken, and I was eating this chicken, and I suddenly thought, well, chicken, this is amazing, right?
Mm.
It's amazing. Chicken was amazing. I already had eggs earlier that morning, so I'd already taken heavily off the chicken.
Right. You did the whole cycle.
The chicken cycle. Wagner's chicken cycle.
The poultry circle of life.
Wagner's poultry cycle. Yeah. Anyway, so I did that, and I suddenly thought, well, we really take a lot from chicken. I mean, I go on about how many chickens we eat every day, but let's say it's 20 million a day in Britain.
Sure, yeah.
And Christ knows how many eggs.
Uh-huh.
And I was eating, it wasn't until we got to pudding.
Mm.
And my dad always has to have a pudding.
Sure.
He looks like, well, there's no pudding, John.
Yeah.
What? I haven't really eaten.
No,
for him, it's
old school
like church without mass.
That's
at the
right,
end.
Yeah,
like, anyway, so I made custard. I just said, what is custard? And Jenny's partner goes, well, it's egg. I'm thinking, again, we take from them.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
So, sewage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a solution. Apparently, what is knackering the system is that we all go at the same time.
Is that what it is? You talk about the fact that it's all in the rivers and in the sea and everything.
Yeah,
right.
But there can't be that much more of us.
Right, exactly.
No,
surely it's similar
to
before.
And also before, I think we lived at much more regular hours.
Mm. Right.
No, do you know what I mean?
Regular.
It's just another excuse.
Yeah.
So now what the water company said, it's our fault.
Of course, yeah.
It's
our fault for all
waking up and having a poo.
Yeah, right, right.
It's our fault, because if you hadn't used the loo at the same time, all of you...
Right.
Yeah, what do you want Britain to do? Form a WhatsApp group with 60 million of us.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
I've got to go to work. I must be allowed to go now.
Yes, experts have suggested creaking infrastructure at Southern Water is to blame for sewage spills into the sea after finding that most happen when people get up in the morning. What, they've just found that out?
They've
just found out that what? Don't tell me. They've observed about a 10-hour break...
It's
or
insane.
8-hour break in sewage, where they don't know where people are between the hours of, 11 and 7 in the morning, and then suddenly all these people turn up.
Mm.
They should be sued just for bringing that up. Because it's so ridiculous.
Honestly, we've got, as you know, every year we have our obvious research award.
Sure.
But this is discharges of raw sewage are meant to happen only during heavy rainfall, with storm overflow outlets acting as relief valves to prevent sewage backing up into homes and businesses. But analysis found that most of southern spills along the Kent, Sussex, Hampshire coast happen between 7 a.m. and 10. What a coincidence.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous. They're lying.
Because they can't be arsed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad that they just really think they can get away with this. This sort of surprise that, oh, it's your fault.
It's ridiculous. Attacking as a form of
defense. These bloody people. Yeah, we would do. If you lot weren't all overwhelming the system, the system would be fine. It's not us at fault. Or the fact we try and give the shareholders a payout, no matter what the performance.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It indicates patterns of water usage. Get this, yeah, they've gone on. They said other water usage, we've observed showering.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like the kettle going on during halftime in a World Cup semi-final. No, you know, it's one of those. It's like what you even needed to guess.
That's exactly the parallel I was going to give.
It's ridiculous. This is a new thing. So obvious.
So they're blaming the fact that there is patterns of usage that they've never observed before.
What?
For the first time ever in the history of water, people are getting up in the morning, they are showering, they are going to the toilet, they are setting appliances such as dishwashers going, they are using washing machines before they go to work.
Wow.
Why didn't they just look at their own life? They didn't even need to study anyone else.
It just makes me, firstly, that anyone is doing this research at all. Secondly,
they're just full of
That it's part of the campaign of the year in the Times. If you think the sea is full of you want to listen to the guys at Southern Water, because they are absolutely full of
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Hey, guys, for Dan O'Connell this week. Looks like we got Richie Wolfenden here.
Hey.
Oh, how's the Wolfman?
Yeah, I'm all right, John, but, you know, I'm a little bit disgruntled about this form that you
Now I can tell you about this. This is the Stage Golfing Society, which is a brilliant golf club. It's actors, performers, producers, writers, people involved in showbiz. Mm. And it's a golf club that's it makes its home at Richmond. Thank you so much, Richmond Golf Club, for having us there for so long. And Olivier was a member. It really has got tradition, and it's fantastic.
It's got some provenance.
Really good people in there. I'm a member. Toby Tarrant's a member. Richie Wolfenden played there the other day.
I did.
And he's asked me to propose him to join, and Toby to second him. I've filled out I've done the character recommendation for you.
You have, and I don't know how you rate my character, John. I'm quite offended, to be honest.
Why?
I've known Rich Wolfenden for a couple of years, and I have found him to be a ruthlessly competitive narcissist with psychopathic tendencies. Does that say? Yeah, great. Yep. This does not affect his golf. He always gets his round in.
There you go.
That's lovely. Then you've also added
at the back.
I've neither spoken to his therapist nor his in inverted commas handlers at Radio X. But let's assume it's okay with this application.
I know, but do you know what the good thing is, Rich? I mean, I got a bit worried about it at the weekend. I started thinking, oh, Christ, they might not know I'm joking. But Toby's seconding thing, I'm sure.
Yes.
I suddenly thought, well, Toby will make it clear that I'm joking.
Yeah, well, this could be slander from Toby. I might take him to court over this.
But, what's he
says, Rich Wolfenden is the angriest man I have ever seen on a football pitch. I once saw him beat a goalkeeper with his own gloves. I look forward to watching him transfer this anger onto the golf course. Woe betide any man who has stood near him after a three-putt. Signed, Toby Tarrant.
Wow.
What are my chances? Okay, I might end up in prison rather than a member of this golf course.
You see, the thing is, I thought Toby would say something as a counterpoint.
Right, okay. But instead of they're both a negative.
Maybe we should print another one off.
I think have another stab
what's
at
on
it.
Your show? Yeah, maybe not use the word stab. That might go against me.
What's on your show tonight? Whoops. What's on your show tonight? I did get a bit worried about that, actually. So I suddenly thought, Oh, God, it sounds awful, doesn't it? No, the worst thing is you have to go to the committee room below Richmond Golf Club and they'll sit there with that application.
Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly look at you really seriously.
I saw him punch a dog once.
they probably won't mind that. No. They have a member who passed away last week who is a very eminent member. I won't give away his name, but he was once so disappointed with his drive that he hit himself in the corridor. He punched himself in the nether. Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Oh, I'm off to see him tonight. I'm so excited. Kentish Town Forum.
But are you going to wear that heavy parka?
I've got a parka, yeah.
It looks very cool, but it's going to make
it
very hot.
Yeah.
I know, but you've completely lost your way, guys. It's not about that, is it? It's not about how I look.
Mind you, Liam can do it on stage with lights on him.
Yeah.
It's like that thing, isn't it?
I was cold, but I was too vain to wear a coat.
Opposite thing
for that.
Right.
It's Man's Not Hot.
I think that's a Martin Amis thing.
Man's Not Hot.
No, it's Mod's Not Hot.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, one of the funniest things I ever heard, I remember telling Liam, he just loved it, was when me and my son were on the way to see Liam at the O2.
Yeah.
And... God, it still makes me laugh. It makes me laugh while I was putting that parka on before I came in, just to show you.
Yeah.
But we're on that tube station. There was a load of people lost. Mods were lost.
Yeah.
And they were just moving around the wrong end of Cannon Street and everything like that. And one of them just said, "Oi!" And they're going, "What? Where? Which way? Down there?" And then one of them just said, "Oi, Kev, follow them parkas."
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
Hey, guys, I found one of the best ever surveys. This is going to light up your Friday.
Okay.
It really
Great.
Is.
Go on.
The best ever surveys to ever wing its way out of Deutschland.
Okay.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
When it comes to surveys about teenagers, Deutschland really is über alles.
Okay.
Get this, Gav.
Yeah.
Sons. Teenagers smell of urine, goats, cheese, peppers, and wax after they go through puberty.
What, all together?
Yeah.
That's people talk the about components puberty. Of all the smells.
Who would block that?
Stinky.
Any parent will know the aroma of their son or daughter's room can be less than pleasant. Christ, socks. Yeah. Socks.
Sorry, I missed in that list. Was there any cheese in there? There was no cheese.
Yes, there's cheese.
Oh, is there? Right.
Yeah, well, in between goats and peppers.
There you go. There's
and the, after urine.
That's the socks,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Any parent will know the aroma of their son or daughter's room can be less than pleasant, but scientists in Germany have now found these smells are caused by different levels. Guess what it's caused by?
Cleanliness?
Is it BO?
It's hormones.
Is it hormones? Yeah.
They produce the smell.
Sure.
It's not anything they're eating or smearing on their bodies.
No.
It's hormonal.
No, right. it's just puberty.
Right.
Yeah.
But I sort of really guessed that. Sometimes you sort of think, well...
Surely that's it.
It makes a lot of sense. The study, which compared the odour of infants under the age of 3... Weird.
Odour's a weird word.
What are you doing today? Today I will be collecting the odour of the kinder.
I'll be smelling the children.
Yeah, I will be smelling children under 3 today.
For 5 weeks.
And then I will be smelling teenagers and comparing the smells.
That's not a job.
That's not a job. Especially when he gets into
his job.
Quick, get in the smelling wagon. And he's got his smell wagon or his odour wagon.
That's creepy.
Yes.
It is creepy.
The study compared the odour of infants under the age of 3. But tomorrow I will be smelling people between the age of 14 and 18 years.
So does a 14-year-old smell different to an 18-year-old? Have they broken it down?
No, by that time you're getting two chemicals, though,
right,
in 14 and 18-year-olds that are not present in infants.
Okay, right, yeah.
And that is alcohol and fags. No,
cider.
These were steroids 5-alpha Andros 16N31 and 5-alpha Andros 16-3-alpha-ol, which smell of sweat, urine, musk, and sandalwood.
Oh, wow. Sandalwood, yeah. Nice.
Sandalwood's fine. I'd also, the one ingredient that worries me is goat.
Mm. Yeah, but also,
who the hell wants to smell like a goat?
And why? Yeah, why do we smell a goat?
Exactly, right.
What is the need for that?
Exactly. Surely all you've done is just unlock the secret of lynx.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Pretty much.
Lynx musk.
Links to Africa.
Links farmyard.
Yeah, right. By contrast, the there's another ketone, which is the alpha isomethyl ionone, which smells flowery and soapy. That was found in higher levels in infants.
Okay. Right.
Are you sure this isn't just the odor of soap?
No, but
things?
Babies smell good, don't they?
They do.
Babies do smell good.
They do. They smell like... It's terrible. They smell sort of like cake.
It's that back of the neck, isn't it?
Yeah, they do smell good.
I tell you what's really, really weird is when you're spending a bit of time with your baby or your nephews or niece or whatever, but you sort of, and you're kind of holding them over the weekend or you whatever, you sort of, and you just keep, and you've forgotten about it.
Mm. Yes.
And then you, from your own or whatever, and then you suddenly find yourself just picking them up just because you want a little stiff of the back of their, back of their neck again. Yeah, so they're sort of there, you're sort of talking and occasionally you know it's good.
It is.
And it's just, oh.
It's nice.
It's great.
You wouldn't do that to a teenager, would
no,
you?
No.
It's a sad day when they lose that smell as well.
Yeah. It is. It is.
It really is a sad day.
Yeah. It is.
You give your son a hug and you just go for a little. And you think,
no, that's just
look at him. And then he looks at you and goes, "You got any money?"
Yeah. And you're thinking, I can smell goat.
Yeah, don't go. Don't. Yeah, right. No, you can't.
Goat boy.
Not now, you lost that. Yeah. No, naff off. Goat urine cheese boy. Go and lock yourself in your bedroom.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This is Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. Gav and I went with a couple of pals to see Liam Gallagher and,
John Squire
last night. I tell you something, it was nicely. First, I know they don't come out whistling the sets.
No.
It was nice sort of 60s vibe, didn't it?
I just really like the Forum. It's a brilliant venue. We had a good view.
A great
sounded
view.
Good.
Great view.
So did they play the whole album?
We even had a maniac by us.
We had a maniac right next to our
fantastic.
Boss.
Yeah, really good. Who accused us of not liking his name when we didn't know it.
He did it quite energetically and a lot.
Well, you laugh because of my name.
We didn't even know his name.
Till he told us.
Yeah, wow.
And then we laughed.
And then that was funny.
No, we didn't
laugh.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was just, you know, I'm not going to say the name because he might come for us. But he was wiry. He's the sort of guy, actually, that the SAS is always on the lookout for.
That's right, yeah.
Those wiry guys who's just got unlimited bottle.
That's right.
Crazy people.
Reckless.
Crazy. Drink a lot.
Reckless characters.
Yeah, reckless characters.
Foolhardy.
Drink a lot.
Yeah.
Send him in.
Yeah.
Send him down that tunnel. Anyway, it was... do you know what it suddenly occurred to me?
What?
How I should know the album better. I should have done more than one playthrough, a couple of playthroughs.
Right, yeah. Because we're kind of over-familiar with the singles, but under-familiar with the rest of it.
Yes.
No, I just mean we've heard so much of it.
Yeah, we've crammed. Yeah,
sure.
But when we heard... Gav, listen, your face, admittedly, we'd had a few drinks.
Sure.
When you were able to stand up and go, Jesus Christ!
How can you not do that?
I wish I'd seen Gav.
Everyone has to go, Jesus Christ!
The whole place.
It's iconic.
I love that venue. I've seen some great gigs over there. Who have you seen out there over the years?
I've seen De La Soul there. I've seen The Meters.
I've seen The Meters.
The four of them. And
really?
They was the original Meters.
Did they do...
They did.
The chicken strut. Is it the city strut?
I know.
A human war box. What else?
I've seen, Jimmy Smith, where I was standing right next to Robert Plant in the crowd.
Is that the only time you've ever asked anyone for an autograph, Gavin?
It is literally the only time, yeah.
And what did he sign?
He wrote, wah, wah, and then his name. I didn't ask him to say wah wah, but it made me laugh.
Wow,
that's great! It's great.
You told me that story before, but you left the wah wah bit.
Yeah,
so I didn't ask you correctly.
No,
why would you miss that detail, Woodman? Anyway,
Funkadelic. We've seen Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers there. We've seen.
Gav, let's get back to this.
Go on, yeah.
So, t- tight set. They were tight.
They sounded exactly like you hoped they would sound.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, and John Squire's guitar sounded
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Gav made one of the most anorak observations I have ever heard. Anyone met...
It's before the gig even started.
Yeah, he just came in, he goes, he's looking around, he goes, as he's assessing, he's going, yeah, looks like they've got a left-handed drummer.
Wow.
I peered through the darkness, and he's right, the snare was
the
set...
The snare was on the other side.
The snare was set to the right. Yeah. And so you're absolutely right, Gav. Well done. Yeah. Well done, mate. Yeah, yeah. Gav also liked it that the drums were set low, so the drummer could go all over them.
He could dominate the kit.
At which point we started talking about the amount of tom-toms and where he had the cymbals. We're going, he's gone with his cymbals as a four.
Yeah,
then
that's
behind,
right. Yeah.
Behind that, he's gone two tom-toms.
That's right.
And then he's gone with a 4-2-1.
Yeah. He's not playing two with the bass drums, just the single bass, holding
which
bass drum.
Which is your goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, you got your bass your bass kick at the back.
Yeah.
Which was a good discussion. We laughed a lot at ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were really funny.
But the big question is, what was the Parker ratio like in the place?
A lot of Parker.
It was high.
It was a hell of a lot of Parker.
I mean, you'd be... Easier to count the non-Parkers.
Right. Sure,
also,
sure.
Much, yeah.
John Gale, a lot of long sideburn in the hair.
I didn't say this at the time, but I don't know what it is, but mods often have quite big noses, quite pointy faces.
I guess,
don't know why,
yeah.
It's not like it's like a Rod Stewart,
it's a look.
Roddy Wood
yeah.
face.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suddenly saw about three guys in Parkers. I thought, if they're in a band, they should be called the Nosy Parkers. Fantastic, fantastic name ever for a mod band.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
North Korea's state television channel has censored a BBC gardening programme.
What, because of language?
That's because it was just rubbish.
Is that what it was?
No, no. They blurred Alan Titchmarsh's trousers. They've pixelated them.
His
what?
Trousers?
His trousers.
Why?
The hell was Titchmarsh doing?
Strange comings and goings late at night. No, it was Central TV...
Is that the name of the North Korean TV
channel? I love
channel.
That they've chosen the same.
Central
TV. It used to be ITV in the Midlands.
It is.
From Pebble Mill. After ATV,
That's
anyway,
weird, isn't
Central
it?
TV. What else? It'd be weird if they called it Tyne T.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Grampian.
Anglian.
Yeah. Central TV aired a 2010 edition of Alan Titchmarsh's Garden Secrets.
Yeah.
For its morning audience.
Riveting.
Racy stuff, huh?
They're watching 14-year-old gardening shows.
Wow.
It's very rare you sort of...
That's amazing,
sort of
isn't it?
You think all those plants are dead now.
But the ideas are still fresh, John.
And Alan marches on.
Oh, yeah. Man, he's a slotbuster.
Anyway, he's a slotbuster. They made sure that viewers couldn't see his jeans.
Why?
Because they're a symbol of Western imperialism,
Gavin.
Oh, Gavin,
the denim, yeah.
Yes.
He might as well have been smoking some Marlboros from a pack of red Marlboros as well.
No, that'd be probably fine, but they're banned.
Right.
There's not a gene to be found in North Korea.
No. It's not a big gene pool. North Korea's rules prohibiting genes have been in place since the 1990s. Very limited gene pool. Back then, leader Kim Jong-il declared denim trousers to be a symbol of Western, specifically American imperialism, which had no place in a socialist state.
Well, I love the Jong-un's trousers, his trousers, those big, black, billowy, wide-legged trousers
so
he's got.
Wide. Nothing but so wide.
They're amazing. But does everyone have to wear those in North Korea? Or is it just the Jong-un?
Kevin, I'm not a Korean trouser expert, but if you want to talk about it, explore it, then let's have some...
Trouser talk.
Trouser talk.
Trouser talk.
That was not bad, guys.
Not bad.
Harry, you're lending a lovely baritone to that. That was marvellous.
This is obviously trouser talk, isn't it?
It's trouser talk. So, we're looking at the trousers you'd censor. A real good one's come in here. Can I just say before I start, for me... Boris Johnson's jogging shorts.
Oh, they're a disgrace.
Oh, my goodness.
And he does it on purpose.
Yes.
So that you'll go, good God, look at those shorts.
Yeah, but also it's to look like...
He does.
Yeah, but it's always to look like whatever time of year he was jogging, he's just made a New Year's resolution.
That's right.
And he
doesn't normally
do this.
Also, and he jogs for about 20 yards, then he gets in the Range Rover with all his minders.
We don't know that. You don't know that. That could be... that sounds to me like North Korean propaganda.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Kim Jong-un jogging with a fag on and those trousers he wears.
And the headline, Kim Jog-un.
Yes.
That'd be beautiful.
Jog-in.
Sure.
Michael Portillo's trousers. Genius, whoever texts that in.
Yeah.
What
are his trousers? Is it like a salmon trouser?
No, he's just the most disgusting outfit.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he does love a red trouser.
A red corduroy.
I was discussing this today with a friend who works in television on the and we agreed that he is the TV presenter we are most jealous of.
Yeah, because he gets prime gigs, doesn't he?
He gets prime gigs, and you just think, well, why?
Yeah, why
he's
him?
A former Minister of Defence.
I know. What's it got to do with
they wouldn't,
Portugal
they
wouldn't, wine
they wouldn't
history?
Let Michael Pheasant. Also, it's changed.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got all the good ones,
no,
hasn't he?
No, if you're a Tory, I'll tell you what, as well, if you are a Tory, trains is something you want to keep a bit quiet about. With HS2 stalling.
Yeah.
But I get political once more. Hey, if it ain't nice, keep it on ice.
Sure. So Michael,
I mean, he does a good job.
He does, yeah.
But his trousers,
Michael Portillo's trousers, yep.
What do you got there, Gav?
Rishi Sunak's half masts, and well, any half mast, they've got to go, says Graham in Tony Pandy.
Yeah,
definitely. When he does like the hoodie, sort of half mast trouser thing, it's awful.
I think he actually. I always think he looks quite sharp.
Does he?
Yeah. Noel Fielding and anyone on Made in Chelsea should have their trousers censored, says Pete Timbaugh.
They're all quite tight, yeah.
What have you seen there, Sons?
Dale from Warwick says we need to censor Richard Hammond's bootcut jeans.
Absolutely. That goes
all bootcut jeans. Any trousers that are worn without socks should be censored.
Yeah.
Mikel Arteta's.
Yeah, him and... him and Pep do the tight jean thing, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And all middle-aged cyclists.
In Lycra.
I go further than that. I'd say all cyclists.
Yeah.
So that when you watch Tour de France, it's like half the screen is this sort of washed out.
Definitely. They should be forced to wear a full corduroy trouser.
Oh, yes.
Rod Stewart's trousers from Do You Think I'm Sexy, says Tracy from Lincoln. Thank you for...
Those are just leggings, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, they are.
They're just a pair of leggings.
Well, they're like a proto legging.
Sure.
And Nick from Wandsworth would censor Johnny Bravo's trousers.
Wow.
If a man of his physical attributes skips leg day, that's nothing to show off about. You should be ashamed.
Jersey billionaires mustard or salmon cordial.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, can I just add to Chris from Cornwall's coming with this, and he's absolutely right. Any trousers. I'm going to go further. Mm. Anything that Lewis Hamilton wears outside his race wear.
I don't think he wears trousers.
Censor him below the neck.
X.
Start a career where you are the difference.
My name's Sam, and I work in Early Years. I've been in Early Years for 5 years, and I love it. I love that every day is different. One day you may be creating a coffee shop, and the next you're going to the moon. The fact that I can facilitate this is amazing.
Be part of a team where what you do really matters. Check out jobs in nurseries and preschools near you. Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
All apologies, Nirvana, right here on Radio X. Bloody superb.
Ruddy marvellous.
Absolutely ruddy marvellous, that is. I like that banjo on earlier, John. That Nirvana.
Very high quality music.
Bloody good. They rock hard, son.
Top shelf.
Absolute top drawer. Top drawer rock. Hey, Gav. As opposed to top shelf rock, Gav. Yeah. I think top shelf's something very different. I don't think you meant top shelf. That means generally soft pornography.
Sure.
Right. Although, rock, a lot of people see rock as that.
Of course.
Certainly the clothes they wear is erotic.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of, when you look a lot of rock acts, like, say, Twisted Sister.
Sure.
Grinning out of a... or Motley Crue.
That's right.
In the old days, I mean, they belonged on the top shelf, Gav.
Absolutely right.
They looked like, they dressed like harlots.
They did.
Of the night. It's March 26th, Tuesday. Why did they look like that?
I don't know.
Why did rock bands want to look like promiscuous women?
Women liked it.
Yeah.
But
women liked it.
Did they?
Yeah. And they were like a new version of Kiss.
Look at Sunta. Sunta looks like, and John... I've never been sure about anything in my life.
Never been more sure about
the eyebrows were high.
And I'm speaking as one of them, John. No, I've got to overrule you on this. Okay, you ready for this? A new study has revealed what Brits do when they're feeling spontaneous. A spokesman for chewy sweets brand Mentos Fanta, which commissioned the research, said, being spontaneous is liberating. Doing something new and different doesn't have to involve skydiving out of a helicopter onto a jet ski in a volcano. It can be something as simple as buying a totally different sandwich in your daily supermarket meal deal. Mm. Or giving a new flavour a chance, which might be what their point was.
Wow.
That's what they wanted to prove, because they brought out a new flavour of Mentos. Mm. And so, okay, here we go. Let's play our spontaneity right
off. Spin the coin, go on.
Heads or tails?
Sunter. Oh, tails.
You cracked it again.
Amazing.
Tails are good. I tell you, I don't know if you... Don't ever gamble a bet against Sunter on this.
No, never.
Bit of the yeah.
8 years of winning those.
Yeah,
those
right.
Tosses.
Okay, here we go.
Go on.
Top 10 spontaneous acts.
Cross, Kevin.
Top 10 spontaneous
right,
acts.
Right.
We're ready. Okay, go to a free event in your local area is where we're starting. That's my opening card, right?
Okay.
No, you can't. There is no higher or lower
no,
yet.
I was just gonna ask
what are you going to say? Lower.
No, I was going to ask what.
Higher is more spontaneous, surely.
Is it more people doing it? Like, what's...
Hey, wait a second. Have you played this before? Because you are clever. You're clever as out.
I've got book smarts.
I tell you that, Gavin, on that show, he's clever as out.
Go on, explain what's the higher and lower, then.
Spontaneous. It's more spontaneous.
What, more people do it spontaneous?
No, yes, yes. God.
Doesn't seem clear to me.
Okay, okay. No, it never is any week. Perhaps Gav should just play on his own. Right, here we go. Seven. Sorry.
In Texas.
No, it doesn't give anything away. It's
okay,
no,
okay,
really
okay.
Matter. I can say at seven, right? Go to a free event in your local area, I said, sticking to my guns.
No.
Right.
But do we think jumping on a bus or train and just seeing where it takes you is more or less, is more spontaneous or less spontaneous?
Have people decided that these are...
I don't know!
I don't know what the...
Just have a guess, son.
These are spontaneous acts that genuinely people do.
It's more spontaneous to jump on a
more
train.
People, no, more people do it or less people as a spontaneous act.
Okay, that's what I needed to get my head into.
Okay,
right.
yes.
So
go to a free event in your local area.
Fine.
Do you think more or less people jump on a bus or train and just see where it takes them?
Less people.
No, more.
What?
God.
Who's just jumping on a bus?
Oh, Christ alive. Well, more people.
No, because if the parameter was, is it more spontaneous
no,
to jump
on a bus?
No,
Sutter, there isn't time for that.
That's why I need to know the parameters.
You can't spontaneously jump on a train. You've got to buy a ticket.
Wait. Train. All I'm saying is more people do it than go to a free event in their local.
Okay.
Now I know what we're dealing with. Thank you.
Cool.
Do you see what I'm up against, Ovid?
Mm.
Right.
So it's me then.
So we're jumping on a bus or train and seeing where it takes you. But do you think striking up a conversation with a stranger, is that higher or lower as a spontaneous thing people do?
Higher.
It's lower.
What?
Yeah. Less people risk striking up a conversation with a stranger than jumping on a bus or train.
I love talking to strangers.
Do you want Jory guts me about you being wrong? It means I've got to go back to... Oh.
Okay, yeah, but now I get it.
Do you?
Yes. I did
do you?
It. I wasn't clear.
Okay,
wasn't
okay,
clear.
Okay, okay, okay. We're with strike up a conversation with a stranger, but do you think more or less people rearrange their furniture spontaneously than striking up a conversation
more,
with a stranger?
More, higher.
No, it's less.
Wow.
What's nice is she wasn't on the ball for long. Mm. Rearrange your furniture we're at. Gav,
yes.
Stay up and watch the sunrise.
Oh, definitely that. That's higher.
It is higher. Well done. One of you's got one right. Okay. Staying
really,
up to...
Really dissatisfied teacher.
Well done. So, I know, I'm not normally this steering.
This class will be the death of me.
No, it's just terrible. Okay, we're staying up to watch the sunrise.
Yes.
But do you think...
Fun.
Do you think... Nothing is with you when you're competing, ever. You might laugh, but even that's sort of...
Cruel laughter.
Sinister.
Go on.
Yes, cruel.
Cruel. Go on.
So what you like about Sunter, even when she laughs, it seems somehow cruel. Right. We're staying up to watch the sunrise, Gary.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
We're staying up towards the sunrise. But do we think more? Is it more going to a comedy night?
I don't know anymore.
Is that higher or lower?
Higher.
It is higher, wasn't it, Gav?
More people do that.
It's the kind of thing people suddenly go.
No. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You haven't got to look at each other again because it is the kind of people that
I'm just selling it.
No,
again.
But you're like
still
some really weird,
what's happening.
Weird couple who are meant to be competing but keep sort of agreeing.
Because we're actually competing against you.
I know, it's really strange. Okay, we're at a comedy night, Gav.
Yes.
But do you think going on a road trip, more or less people do that?
More.
It is higher. Yeah, Gav's
road trip.
He's got the bit between his teeth now. Road trip to the Food King. It's the last joke, incidentally, I got in Animal House.
What?
When I realised the reason they go to the Food King is because they then go, Food King, Food King, Food King.
Yeah.
But when they say it really fast, it sounds like something else.
Right, funny.
I suddenly realised it the other night. It made me really laugh. Go on a road trip.
Yeah.
But do you think saying what you really think, higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
It is lower, Gav.
Yes.
Wow.
You're on a roll.
You really got your head in the whole spontaneity game.
Yeah, I'm just
and
focused.
Vin, believe me, I want to finish it as well. I'm not enjoying myself. The listeners aren't enjoying themselves. By the sound of her laughter, there's only one person here who's particularly enjoying this, despite our protestations to the contrary. Right.
Yeah. Go on, hit me.
Say what you really think.
Yeah.
Do we think book a last-minute weekend away, higher or lower?
That's higher.
It is higher, Gav.
Oh.
This... To shut it out, are you ready?
Go on.
We're booking a last-minute weekend away.
Yeah.
But do you think seeing a friend you haven't seen in a while, visiting a friend you haven't seen in a while?
Lower.
Boom! Yay! What a roll! That's the biggest
that's
ever
the longest
roll.
Run I've ever
roll
had.
Ever. That was a 7-yard.
Yeah.
Look at her. Yeah. Suddenly and all now, the fun's really gone out of that one, hasn't it?
She's not happy.
Wow. Boy, are we back to the...
I'm very curious about how that just happened.
Oh, yeah, well...
that's never happened
Well, hopefully he looked at
it
the
It was
answers.
All rigged.
Hopefully,
it was all rigged against
me. He looked at the answers, which were easily within his eyeshot from where I'm sitting. I hope he cheated some.
I hope he cheated.
It would make me doubly happy, not if he won, but if he cheated to put you in that position.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Fang. Radio X.
This is the 4-7 thing on Radio X. Every single day at this time, we like to, the woodman likes to furnish us with a hero to lift us, to inspire us. On a day like today, I tell you what, Gav, we blooming need it.
Absolutely.
I should, Coco.
So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Eric Moody. He lived from 1941 until this year. And in the Times obituaries today, there's his story. After news of his passing last week, we salute him. He was an airline pilot who not only saved 263 lives, but he also made the most British announcement ever over the intercom.
What was it?
I'll tell you in a second.
He
was born in 1941. He got his license at 17 before he could even drive. He was rejected by the first airline he applied to because they were oversubscribed, and they said they couldn't criticise his credentials because he had 6 A-levels. So they told him his nose was too crooked because he had a broken nose.
I know, I think you can be too qualified.
By 21, he had surgery to fix his nose, and the airline said, "He must be bloody keen.
One likes a smart-ass.
Just the sort of man we want." Anyway, fast forward to 1982. He was the chief pilot on BA 747 jumbo jet from Kuala Lumpur to Perth. At 37,000 feet on a cloudless night, he went to stretch his legs, but he was called back to the cockpit where he saw out of the front windows what looked like St. Elmo's fire, which is a blue-violet electrical charge.
We know what St. Elmo's fire is, Gavin.
Then they lost an engine, and then quickly they lost another engine. And then they lost the other two engines. So they lost all 4 engines. He put the plane into a gentle descent to keep it gliding. By the time they reached 14,000 feet, they had about 10 minutes of glide time left, and all the oxygen masks dropped in the passenger compartment. And then he made the announcement, "This is your captain speaking. We have a small problem, and all 4 engines have stopped. We are doing our damnedest to get them working again. I trust you're not in too much distress." And that was it.
Is that what he said?
They glided towards Jakarta, where he was aiming for the airport. They tried to restart the engines. One by one, they got them going again. What they'd done is they'd flown through a volcanic ash cloud.
Ah.
And it had just turned the engines off.
Can I just say, when you said he'd seen St. Elmo's Fire, I thought you meant he was watching the film.
The movie.
I didn't realize it actually. What is St. Elmo's Fire again?
It's an electrical charge on the front leading edge of a plane while it goes through. It usually happens in electrical clouds, like storms.
Thanks for that, Kevin.
But in this case, it was particles of volcanic ash. Anyway, he landed the plane safely, even though the front windscreen was completely sandblasted. He couldn't see out of it.
Wow.
He made a beautiful landing. He got a Queen's commendation from Queen Elizabeth, and he got a set of crystal decanters from Lloyd's Insurers.
Did he?
He was asked about it, and he said, "Well, I did save them a couple of £1 million.
You must have saved them more than that.
Oh, well, I don't know, whatever a jumbo was in 1982. That's whatever saved.
No, you probably could, you're looking at lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the deal is there. Gab, let's salute him anyway.
Eric Moody.
Eric Moody, Johnny Vaughan 4-7 Fang, we salute you. Gab, that was absolutely... Now, that was a beauty.
Hey, Britain.
We know you love a bit of banter. So, have you heard?
The comment section is going absolutely wild, as are all the other fans streaming Loaded in Paradise Season 2 on ITVX. So while the ultimate game of chase plays out in gorgeous Greece, don't get left out of the group chat. With ITVX, you can stream thousands of shows and films for free. It's where you can catch all those must-see moments that everyone's talking about. Watch the new series of Loaded in Paradise tonight for free on ITVX.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
I'm Johnny Vaughan, this is 4 till 7 thing. We're talking about your action screenshots.
Yeah.
After I spotted one next to me on the plane, this gorgeous couple, she had a screensaver of him on a jet ski, like really like...
spraying the water,
oh,
yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah. That's what I'd have.
What would you have?
Go on. When I did that charity Mexican cliff dive...
What?
just when I went off, just in midair.
Yeah.
But I mean, it'd be hard to get a camera in there unless you're doing it by drone.
Sure.
We'd have to do something with the drone. But just to get that moment where it literally is Christ alive.
Right, the cruciform pose. Yeah.
Cruciform.
Yeah.
Superb.
Oh, wow.
Not because when we went in, that was how we started the charity triathlon.
Right.
From
right.
the big cliff.
Okay. As a diving start.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to dive with on the bike.
Right, right.
Regulations. What are you going for, Gav?
I would have either the full box splits in midair, like Dave Lee Roth style.
Yes, yes.
Above a massive drum kit.
Yeah.
With fireworks going off.
Obviously, did that actually happen?
Yeah, that happened. That's Dave happened. Lee Roth has done that.
No, I mean, to you, Gavin.
Oh, no, of course not. Of course not.
Gav, we know Dave Lee Roth.
I mean, why are you? Of course I haven't done that. I've never been a singer.
Also, we'd want probably quite an old picture of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, yeah.
A bit of hamstring.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
So what are you going for your action shot?
I'm
going
to have my action shot of me on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury.
Okay.
Nice.
Singing.
Right. And you're going to be doing one of those like the David Guetta, come on, with the hands.
Yeah,
okay, nice. 83936, what would you have as your screensaver action shot? You need to be vain for this, vainglorious even, yeah?
Yeah.
It's got to be big, it's got to give it large, and it's got to be vaguely something you couldn't possibly do.
Yeah.
Radio X.
Hi, Teach. My wife's phone has an action shot of me cliff diving in Filey with a badger in a headlock.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. In
brilliant.
Filey.
I'd love it if there was a dive called, you know, dives have got weird names.
Yeah. You mean like the Fosbury flop with high jumping?
Yeah, he's got the badger in a headlock. Hey!
The
headlock. Badger headlock,
he's got a headlock with added badger.
Yeah, yeah. Triple badger.
Yeah.
What are you seeing there, Gav?
Johnny, Gavin, since I have a cracking action shot of me landing a massive fish off the west coast of Scotland on an ice boat on a gorgeous sunny day, arms rippling from the tension on the rod. The next shot is me shoehorned into a tiny toilet on the boat, extremely green around the gills and vomiting profusely.
Thank you, Russell. That's lovely Russell, work. TJ, me scoring an overhead kick winning the World Cup for England.
Classic.
I don't think you want Wembley.
No?
No, it's much. Yay. I think it's just miles. But yeah, because then everyone goes, yeah, but they were at home, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. True. Yeah,
much
yeah. It'd be like better in Germany or something.
No,
yeah.
Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina, yeah.
In one of those really unsafe stadiums.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Stadium literally moving.
In one of those places where there's just literally behind the goal a wall of humanity.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I maybe got involved in my own fantasies there.
Right.
I let a little bit too much bleed into someone else's fantasy. Dr. S, what do you got?
This says, hi, TJ and the gang. My action shots would be me delivering a right hook to a mid-card amateur-level boxer at a local leisure centre, but nicely oiled up.
Yes.
That's from Andy, a slightly poorly gentleman from Brighton.
You want that Ali shot when he's standing above, you know?
Yeah, with the foreman on the floor.
What you got there, Gav?
My action shot would be me parachuting out of the big oak tree at the bottom of my street using my mum's wedding dress from the 80s. That's Emily in Milton Keynes, age 39 and a quarter.
I saw, when I was a kid, Richard Harris, who lived at the... We had a tree at the end of our road, Oakland's Road in Totteridge, and he did exactly that.
What, with a wedding dress?
Yes, he put his mum's wedding dress on, tried to jump out, and he jumped out of this tree.
Wow.
We were all... I must have been, what, five at the time. And,
it's such a funny story. He really hurt his leg, didn't he?
He was taken away in an ambulance and everything. Everyone's going, come on, Richard, come on.
Ouch.
And honestly, it was terrible.
Oh,
no, but the worst thing was, is watching him getting loaded into an ambulance, this 9-year-old, in his mum's wedding dress.
Oh, man. It's not a story you tell down the
no,
pub,
but,
is
no,
it?
But again, a great one for your screensaver. What you got, Gav?
Scoring an overhead kick, Gareth Bale style, in the Champions League final. A lot of overhead kick nominations. Yes, that's Tom in... This is that would be for United. That's Tom in Manchester.
Yeah. Best shot of me was me ploughing in some competition, ploughing, looking out the back window, Rolly hanging out my mouth. So good I printed it off for my mum.
That's amazing.
Jimmy, that's a great
one. Aristocrat. fantastic
one. He's got a fag in his mouth.
That's so good. A ploughing competition as well. That's fantastic.
And Gav, do this tomahawk steaks. Really
Johnny,
like
this is Scott of Taunton. Johnny, my action shot would be me flipping a massive tomahawk steak with flames rising and me in the background with a beer in hand.
Shall I tell you something, barbecue shots, they really get the likes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've got a barbecue shot, especially if you've got like a bulldog in the foreground.
Yeah, you might as well be in a bikini. You're going to get some interactions.
How'd you know I wasn't in a bikini?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
My action shots would be of me standing over McGregor in a UFC fight while he gets counted out. I'm not really into UFC. I just think McGregor's a bit of a... I do as well.
Yeah, I mean, he really wants you to think with everything he says and does.
Everything he does is dreadful. And also, that Roadhouse, don't even think about it.
I've heard it's dreadful.
I think it's so bad it's good, so...
No, yeah, but so is the original, and they've somehow made it worse.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point of Roadhouse, but...
Yeah. I love Connor.
What?
You're
like a child. Honestly, he's just for young boys. He's like that other guy in Romania. They just got this following of like teenagers.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Fang. Radio X.
You know, one thing that incenses me is fly tipping.
Yes.
Right.
In terms of how people react to it when you do it. It's a big old country.
Okay.
You know? Have you ever tried to get into your local rubbish tip?
Yeah.
You've got to book a place to dump rubbish.
And then you've got to talk through what you've got in the car.
Try and get rid of a fridge. It's just another racket. Try and get rid of a mattress. No, leave it, just put it on a hard shoulder.
Sure.
With the fridge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it and then just sort of stick a bit of petrol on it, torch it. Let it burn. Let it burn. With a tyre on it as well, like an old tyre.
Yeah.
Just leave it there, yeah?
Beautiful.
Maybe with like a pair, one shoe as well there, just to add a bit of mystery.
Sure. Would you head to an area of outstanding natural beauty first?
Yes, I would, Kevin.
I think like the Lake District or New Forest.
No, I prefer dead ends in the country.
Okay.
Those roads, just so farmer goes down there, goes around the corner, what the heck?
Oh, for God's
sake. Burning mattress, one charred shoe. That, like Banksy.
Yeah.
That'd be my signature.
Sure, just one shoe.
I call myself the charred shoe. But everyone makes such a fuss about it. Generally, someone tidies it up afterwards, and it turns out it was no big deal after all. And it...
You're very silly, man.
No, I'm just saying, but it is a really good way these days to really get your kicks. Imagine if you got a mattress to get rid of, you, me and Gav.
What, thrill tipping?
Thrill tipping. Fly thrilling.
I tell you what, there is a lot of...
Exactly right, girl.
You can get fined a thrill lot of tipping. Money if you get caught. There's
no, I know, that's the thrill, that. Thrill. Yeah.
Definitely. I think that the game would be you tell on yourself before you go.
Yes.
And then you've got to get there and get out of there before the police show up.
Go on, call up. What are you
that's
doing?
Extreme.
Thrill
chest freezer with an old king size mattress in it tonight. Yeah. What else? Wendy House's slide.
A wardrobe.
An old rusty
IKEA
bedspring.
Wardrobe.
IKEA wardrobe, and
we'll probably just
some horrible
hoy that out the back and of the transit
sofa with no cushions. Go out like that. Whoosh. We're joking, of course.
Of course.
This is what I hate fly tipping. It really annoys me. There's something about it that's just so...
It's so
especially
lazy.
When you discover people have charged to take stuff away.
And then fly tipped and kept
that's
the money.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I've only ever fly tipped once in my life.
Right.
And that was when I was denied access...
To the tip. Right.
Because we're shutting now. You're shutting a tip. It's there. I can see the skip here. I can literally lob... These bin bags. I'd had a party, I had loads of things. Just wanted to get them out of the house. Which...
Yeah.
So.
Did you leave them on the doorstep?
No,
tip?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
That would have been...
I wedged them in. You know those McDonald's bins? The ones that got targets on them?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I put them in there.
Did you?
Yeah, I filled those up.
And they all went in.
No, but it's fine. And actually, I saw the guy come and take the rubbish from McDonald's. He didn't mind. He understood.
Okay, cool.
You know, I slipped him some cash. It was fine.
Sure. corruption get this, at the higher
get,
level.
Get this. Get
go
this.
On.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fun enough, actually. I bought a stolen. I didn't.
Where is this going?
I swapped some Moody DVDs in exchange for. No, I didn't. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
Two fly tippers caught red-handed by locals were blocked from leaving the scene before police arrived.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the photographs. It's in Warwickshire. They left a hole on this road. Yeah?
Right, oh, right.
A local farmer discovered them in the act of dumping a large amount of commercial waste on a lane in the west. At least keep it domestic. Quick, quote, quick-thinking landowners and workers from the Packington estate took matters into their own hands, positioning their vehicles to prevent the offenders from fleeing the scene near Meriden in their white vans. Can I just say about that? Is all the police will discourage you from doing that, yeah?
Hmm.
Everyone will discourage you, but what they did is brave and brilliant. And obviously
awesome.
Reckless, and you shouldn't do it. Yeah. You shouldn't take the law into your own hands. You know, I do. That's my choice, yeah? I can handle it.
Sure.
I can handle the consequences. No, I can. I can handle the consequences. I like the adrenaline.
I like the idea of a sort of farm-like Batman character that goes around dealing with these fly tippers.
Flyman.
X. With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio. X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Not today, please, Morrissey! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. It's time for one of the many moments in the show you enjoy.
Have you decided which one?
It's one of the many things that a lot of you enjoy. It's time for me too. And life is cruel and it's up to us to change. Irvin. It's pronounced Irvin.
Right.
In Ayrshire. You know, keep the bed loud.
Yeah, right, really loud.
Really pump it up, Harry. No need to.
Always blast your beds.
You live in Irvin. Give us a go. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Right. Let's go to Johnny at Radio X.co.uk.
I can hear the individual claps on the tune.
Okay, or send a WhatsApp through Global Player. You can do that instead of to communicate with us. Yeah, it's all good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The lines of communication are all open. You've got no excuse. It's now time for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this? It's a Pet Town quiz.
Yeah.
Gav, what's your buzzer, please?
I've gone for a jet ski fanging across the waves.
Let's have it.
That sounds odd. Is it okay?
Sounds awful.
It sounds like it's broken.
You know, if you holiday a lot in Marbella, you know that sound.
You're going to hear that, yeah. What's amazing is that people like somewhere quite picturesque for it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Really
to do
that. No, you sort of don't mind it in like Dubois.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's find out who you're up against this week. Obstinate, mulish.
Mulish?
Bullheaded, awkward, obdurate, recalcitrant, dogged, pertinacious, intractable, unaccommodating. Unyielding, unmalleable, rock-ribbed, bloody-minded,
wow.
Bolshy, contumacious, froward.
Bolshy. My dad used to call me Bolshy.
That'd be a great nickname for Sunter, wouldn't it?
Rock-ribbed, unaccommodating, inflexible, iron-willed, and adamant.
Hello.
Hi, Sunter. How are you?
Bolshy Templeton.
Good, thanks.
Bolshy Templeton.
Really
what you got there, Bolshy? It's from Bolshevik, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it is. I might have just made that up.
What's that?
What the hell
cricket
was that?
Ball.
Oh, snickometer.
It's like, what did you...
That doesn't sound like a cricket ball. It sounds more like squash.
I don't know what game you've been watching.
No, I actually recorded that straight from somebody actually hitting a ball with a cricket bat. Playing cricket. That's actually...
Let's listen to it again. Tough. Vinny, you might have to move around to see which.
I've repeated it, so it's not just one.
The rules, you must wait. Yeah. It doesn't matter because it's who gets in there first, not who's got the longest.
Just in case you didn't hear it.
You must wait for me to finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. We better crack on and play the bedtime quiz. Scores at the moment.
It's 0-0.
Yes, it is, Vinny. Yes, it is.
Great timing, Vin. Fantastic. That was great.
But on the year...
Oh, Gav's up. Gav's massively up.
No, right?
No, he's not.
I thought he's on a long run, isn't he?
No.
It's like 7-5, I think.
It's 7-4 or 7-5.
Right.
To me. But Gavin's closing the gap.
No, Polly said it earlier, but I didn't... Izzy said it earlier.
Izzy, yeah.
All right, OK, here we go. So that's that sorted.
But we'll find out.
It's
new. So it's very rare you ask that. You get a range of answers. And it turns out another DJ knows. Right. True or false? Irvine's largest park is called Great Park. Gav.
False.
It is false. That's in Irvine, California. True or false? Irvine is home to a Quango, the Irvine Development Corporation. Sunter.
True.
It's false. Oh. The IDC Quango was shut down in the mid-90s.
Oh, I love these little like explanations to it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Quango.
Yeah.
Quasi-autonomous. It's such a great
quasi-autonomous
word.
Non-governmental organisation.
Is that what it means? Right.
It's quasi-autonomous. You sort of wonder, well, who's who else is in control?
Yeah, right.
Okay, ready? True or false? Simon Neil, lead singer of Biffy Clyro, was born in Irvine.
True.
It is true. I tell you what, girl, you needed that, girl.
I did. Oh, I needed that.
I wish there's more quizmasters on television. You call women that.
Yeah.
Good answer. I tell you what, it's a right nice answer, girl.
Probably was.
And call me boy.
Yeah.
That was good, boy.
Shut it, boy. Nice one, boy. Nice one, son.
Yeah.
Mike Reed probably did.
Yeah.
True or false? After Jude Law ate at the Royal Grove Hotel in Irvine, patrons were asked to vote for their favourite Jude Law film on the hotel's Facebook page. Gav.
True.
It's false. Oh! And then, in a comment, I made this up, says Vin.
Nice.
Thanks.
Is this a tiebreaker?
Oh! Vin predicted correctly.
It's nil-nil. It's still nil-nil.
Yeah, the bedtime quizzes. Right, here we go. Oi!
Sorry.
Focus up.
Very serious.
Just because Harry's got an infectious sense of fun. Just calm down, everybody. True or false? Built for £14 million, Irvine's Millennium Project, The Big Idea, was a science centre that opened in the year 2000. It closed 3 years later after a major decline in visitor numbers.
True.
It is true.
Yeah!
Oh my God, you're really happy.
No, wow. That's the first one I've won.
Yes, she's shaking your fist at Gavin.
And she's 7-5 ahead. Well, now 8-5 ahead.
Yeah.
And that's how much.
Are you ahead?
No.
No, I'm ahead.
I've been behind all year.
I thought Gav was miles ahead.
No,
I've been way behind.
No,
I thought it was 0-0, so who knows?
No,
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan. Radio X.
No.
To me, it's 7-4.
It's 7-4,
Well, we're going to have to take a
long lead.
Sunter is in the lead, although I did win every year for 8 years before
We don't know that. We're going to have to go out and take a look at that.
Very confident with that.
You didn't.
We're going to have to go out and take a look at all of this.
No, we don't need to take a look. We know that Gavin won last year. For the whole year.
Hey, wait, because Andy wants to change his action shot on his screensaver.
Andy want this time?
He wants to change his action shot. He now wants it to be him delivering a baby in a war zone.
Right.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, please email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Hey, have a happy Easter. Radio
X. Hey, Britain. We know you like an eye-opening series. So, have you heard? The internet is deep in the drama. As are the millions of other fans watching new drama Passenger on ITVX. So while strange crimes keep us guessing in this dark comic thriller, don't get left out the group chat. With ITVX, you can stream thousands of shows and films for free. It's where you can catch all those must-see moments that everyone's talking about. Start streaming Passenger for free on ITVX.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.